All right, welcome to the Morning Fury on a Wednesday morning. It is October 23rd, 2019, and with me, two brothers, right? Am I correct?
Yes, you are.
I met Brian Moran here, and now I have Doug Moran. Mm-hmm. So which one's the older one?
Me.
Okay, I was going to say, who's going to speak up? And they're just kind of looking at each other. So So what is the Explorers program all about?
So with the fire service in the county, I mean, we're all getting older. I mean, that's a given. So back in 2014.
How much older?
Well, I've been on there 20 years. Wow. So, I mean, that's a sign. And we got guys that's been 50-plus years, you know.
Wow.
So we, Nick Lusher back in 2014 decided in Sandusky to start an Explorers program, which, you know, targets kids from, you know, the end of the eighth grade all the way up till seniors to kind of follow the fire departments, to do training with us, to do different things, to get them involved. So maybe eventually when they get out of school that they can actually start, you know, into the fire service so that we can have new recruits always coming in. Mm-hmm. So he started it back, like I said, 2014. He was the first department. And then, so now there's up to three in the county that's done it. Sandusky has one, Applegate has one, and now we're starting one in Port Sanlac here. Hopefully we'll have it up and going the first week in November, so.
And are you both firefighters currently?
Yeah, he's a chief.
Oh, you're the chief.
I am.
Does Chief Thomas know that?
Chief Thomas does know that.
He is a long-time firefighter.
Yes, correct.
/ retired, but I guess sometimes firefighters always have that, you know. I guess the good-hearted ones never really retire, so it's always good to have him speaking in your ear, I guess.
Yep. He's going to be with us forever.
Huh? Yes, yeah.
That's a good thing, though.
He'll never leave. Yeah. And that is a good thing. He shows up to probably 90% of the calls, and that's huge, you know, especially like during the day when we don't have anybody around. He's there. So
he's very dedicated to.
Yeah, we just had one who just passed away, and he served a long time. One of the firefighters, Willis, had passed away.
Right.
And very well-known, and you guys honored him in great fashion,
right,
too, so as well as you should be. It is being a firefighter is a risk, but it's a volunteer. So most of these fire departments are all volunteers, so
right,
a lot of time, a lot of training, a lot of effort in it, more so. And I think the communities know that you have to support your local fire department because it's widely used, unfortunately, in situations that are needed out there.
Right.
Not just parades.
No,
they're always out practically weekly.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yep.
Helping each other out, so
it's everything, right. You know, it's from wires down to traffic control to fires to, I mean, everything, you know, we're out there. So, you know, we can supply it with younger generation kids coming from high school. That's what we'd like. I mean, it's for that to happen. So that's huge in this Explorers program. So
what are the things you're trying to do? I mean, are there special seminars or open houses that you do throughout the year now?
Yep. So Sandusky had a sign up yesterday, but they're going to have an open house starting in the first week in December. Nick wasn't exactly sure when, but he's getting one started. We have an open house coming up on Saturday from 12 to 2 at our fire hall.
This Saturday?
Yep, this Saturday. And then Applegate Fire Department has one coming up too, but I don't exactly have the date with that one.
Right.
So, you know, we kind of have an open house. We show the kids what we're doing. You know, what they'd be involved in, have the parents come too, because that's a huge concern for the parents, you know, is are they going to be safe? Are they going to be, what are they going to be doing? What are they allowed to do? You know, different things. And having the parent come, we can show them, hey, they're not going to be in an active fire.
Right.
They're going to be in there once we get a knockdown. Yeah, maybe they'll be, you know, in there running the hose, hitting hot spots or helping us pull down, you know, like walls, you know, stuff, being safe, doing that. Or, you know, like at our breakfast or something, you know, helping us serve breakfast or doing actual training with us.
Right.
That's the other thing.
I mean,
you know,
probably like life-saving measures.
Right.
That they would
right.
want to learn, because that's something you guys have to continue to retrain yourselves.
Right.
Regardless.
And Doug's going to be teaching CPR for first meeting in December. So, you know, he'll be teaching them that so that they'll actually leave with a, you know, with CPR. I mean, that's huge too. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, being in a school, you never know what could happen, you know, and if they're trained in it, they can actually jump in there and say, I know CPR, let me help you out, you know, so.
Right. And, you know, for Port Sanlac, you know, it's a Lakeshore community, mm-hmm. a nice little community there. It's actually used more often than people think because of the size of the town itself, but because of its location, you know, right there on M25, it's a great location. How many years have you been with the fire department there, Doug?
I'll be on 16 years in October.
Wow.
So.
And you?
20. It'll be 20. So
right, you were right behind him.
Right.
There.
Yeah. Our father's been on 35 years.
Yeah, at least 35 years he's been on there.
And is this what the Port Sanlac one or?
Yep, the Port Sanlac Fire Department. So
how many firefighters do we have right now?
We are at 21 right now. And we had, we had a grandpa on there. Our Uncle Jack's one that just passed away.
You're right.
We do have a brother-in-law that's on the department as well. I think he's got 18, 19 years in.
Yeah.
But kind of how this come about, you know, Buddy and I obviously grew up in the fire service, and it's getting so bad anymore about liability, you know, about having kids around. So what the Boy Scouts do is they take all this responsibility for us so that these kids sign up as a Boy Scout. And they become an explorer with the fire department. You know, it's just great to have these to be able to have these kids around the fire hall. You know, like I said, that's how we were raised. That's how Nick was raised. I know Applegate. You know, Phil Swaffer was raised the same way. You come up around your father around the fire hall. That's how you get interested in it. And you know, to have these kids that from high school to to be there to get interest in the fire service, you know,
right?
That way, when they turn 18, they can just continue along with it.
And do we have a couple 18-year-olds coming in right now?
We have. Well, we actually have one that joined our department, Matthew Washi from Port Sanlac. There,
might see him tomorrow. I just saw him a couple weeks ago. Yeah. Talked to him about it. Yeah, he was pretty excited about it.
So. He got right out of high school, and he was kind of. At first, he was kind of iffy, but then once we talked to him about it and that, and he lived across from the street from me for a while, you know, so like he kind of saw me leaving for calls and stuff, and I'm sure that kind of maybe drew him into it. But now, I mean, he's really happy. He loves it, you know, and he's in the, they have a school going on right now here in Sandusky, a firefighter 1 and 2 school, and he's actually in it. So,
oh, okay.
But one's better than nothing. I mean, one is a start, you know, and that's if we can get one from different schools throughout the county to join each fire department. I mean, these fire departments are starving. I mean, they are.
And so every town usually has a fire department service. It's a need. So we got Port Sanlac, Sandusky, Carsonville has one, Lexington, right?
Yeah.
And I think Argyle does have one in their AM.
Yeah.
There are township fire departments also.
Yep, there's total of 13 in the whole county.
In Sanlac County alone. And usually about 3 to 4 of them end up helping each other and assisting, sometimes crossing county lines if needed. Huh? Yep.
You go wherever. I mean, we've went as far as, you know, up north, the county line north, or, you know, I mean, you go anywhere. I mean, here in the town, when we had TNT, you know, we helped out Sandusky. I mean, you go wherever, so.
Right.
It's definitely need.
All right, so we're talking to Doug and Brian Moran. They're with the Port Sanlac Fire Department, and they're talking about the Explorers Program, trying to get youth involved. If you have a youth or you're right now riding that bus, thinking about wanting to become a firefighter, and there's interest in your head, you know, come by this Saturday. Check it out. You don't have to sign up, but you can come check it out at the fire hall. And you were telling me that different fire departments are going to be having theirs also.
Yep, yep.
Does every fire department have a need right now, too?
Oh, yes, definitely. You know, I mean, you could always fill. I mean, we have some guys that, you know, would just like to show up to, you know, select calls or just like to do support roles, you know, our older generation. And we need the younger guys to come in there to do the hard work, like the initial firefighting, the heavy lifting, the different things. So, and it's not only fires. I mean, we run medicals as well over there in Port Sanlac, and we're running over 300 calls a year, you know.
The Port Sanlac Fire Department, Doug and Brian Moran. Welcome back to the Morning Fury, talking with the Port Sanlac Fire Department. Doug and Brian Moran, they're brothers, and they're with the Port Sanlac Fire Department. And they're trying to get new young members. And this is for all fire departments. There's a big need for replacements sooner or later. They want to make sure that the numbers are there. We do need our fire department service. And you're looking for young ones within the district because, of course, when there's a call, they're right there and they're able to get there. But at this point, son, there's going to be a point where we'll take what we can get right now, because that's where you're at right now, and you don't want to be at that point. They do have a Facebook page. I'm going to put this up on our website or share this in a little bit here. It's Port Sanlac Volunteer Fire DEPT, which stands for Fire Department. And there is also a Port Sanlac Fire Department or DEPT Explorers, but we'll make that link there. And did you just get this one up here?
Yeah, I just actually started both of them here to get them rolling so that we can maybe reach out to, you know, people sharing it on Facebook. That social media is huge, you know, and if
it
people share it, that, you know, kids have a tendency to see it that way. So
what are the minimum requirements? I know it depends on the size of the fire department, but what are the numbers where you like to have at least a good stable of fire department firefighters?
I don't think there's actually a minimum. I mean, we as many as we can get, you know, I mean, it's you can never have not enough. That's
what I'm
thing.
Saying. Yeah. Do you, well, I mean, what are the numbers that you would like to be comfortable at, you know, for a fire department?
Roughly where we're at right now is actually, you know, is actually pretty good at 20 or 21. You know, that's actually pretty comfortable. Like I said, we run medicals too, so there's like 9 of us or 8 of us that are trained in medical, and then
the EMS service,
first responder service.
People think that the EMS is connected to the hospital. They are in some point, but basically it starts from the fire department. So they're usually the first responders, before a police officer can get there. Sometimes, so it kind of works out that way, you know.
With us out there on the lakeshore. If it's in the morning, if it's before 11 o'clock in the morning, our closest ambulance is either coming from Deckerville or Sandusky. So it's a good probably, you know, 12 to 15 minutes before anybody can get there. And us being there, you know, within 2 to 3 minutes, usually it's, you know, what our response times are, which is actually pretty good. You know, we get out there, we establish contact with the patient. We, you know, kind of assess them to see, you know, how bad the patient is first so that we can relay that onto the ambulance so they're not, you know, to help them out. Plus, we help them carry out the patient. We help them get their stretcher in. There's a lot of stuff that we do, not only in the fire service. So it's huge. And, you know, you don't need to be a medical to respond either. I mean, we you know, Matt, you know, like I said, just got in the department, but he can chart. He can help carry people. He can, you know, they can do different things that, you know, that we need. So
I know he's got a license to drive a bus, so he's pretty close in driving one of these trucks here, so that's a bonus there. Whatever position you have, there is a need in the fire department, whether it's Port San Lake or anywhere else. But we're talking with the Port San Lake Fire Department, and they are looking for a new fire department or explorers, the youth. From what age do you want to start them to maybe take an interest?
At end of 8th grade is when technically we can accept them into the Explorers program. Once they've graduated, or once they've completed 8th grade to 12th grade, you know, is what we're looking at. And then from there, you know, what we're doing is that we're going to meet 2 times a month. The first month is going to be going over, like, the book work or going over different stuff, so that different aspects of the truck and, you know, different things to kind of show, you know, how that works and kind of get them prepared for that class. Maybe take them over to dispatch so they can see, you know, how it originates, you know, with the 911 call, because a lot of people don't know that, you know, that it originates with a 911 call, goes to dispatch, and then they page it out. And then the second meeting a month will be training with us. They'll actually be going, they'll actually be putting their air packs on. They'll actually be crawling around on the ground. They'll actually be climbing ladders. They'll actually be doing ropes. They'll actually be doing forcible entry like we're doing in the meeting tonight. I mean, they're actually going to be doing hands-on stuff with us so that they can actually see what we do and, you know, kind of get them involved. It's a great opportunity. I can't brag about it enough that, you know, like I said, Nick starting it off in 2014 is huge.
Right. And again, it's for the Port San Lake Fire Department, it'll be this coming Saturday. You're having an open house for these kids coming up to the end of the 8th grade to come take a look, or even before that, so they can get them started and gain the interest and all that.
Yep, we have a nephew that's coming up, and, you know, I mean, he wants to get involved, but he's in 8th grade, you know, so once he's done, you know, here in June, once, you know, school's over with in June, he can join, you know.
So most of the firefighters, as I said, are volunteers, and they all have real jobs out there, too, on top of that, and it's a lot of volunteering time, and a shout out to the significant others out there.
Oh, yeah. Right.
I see you guys work at a lawn care service. I know. What else do you do, Brian? You're
actually, him and I both do almost the same thing, except for like we do the lawn care between the two of us. We both work for the ambulance, San Lake Ambulance Service. I work at dispatch on top of it. So, and then he's a fire chief. So, I mean, we all equal out that, you know.
These are our 16 to 18 hour days, possibly.
At least. I mean, especially if you get called out in the middle of the night, you know, I mean, that adds on. And, But yeah, we, you know, we each have jobs that we do, and everybody does. I mean, every, you know, everybody's there. So
and,
it's
and brothers that get along too. sometimes you missed a spot out there, you know. So, is there always somebody there in a building for the fire department? Is there like a shift, or somebody stays there overnight, or
there's not? But like I said, you know, we'd be more than happy to give out our number, you know, to contact Buddy or I. Or,
there's not always somebody there, but we always know that Don's going to be close.
Right. Yeah. You know? I was always wondered, you know, how the fire departments work like that. If they have somebody, you know,
I mean, Monday we had a call, and I mean, we had, you know, a couple guys that, you know, we had having four of us that showed up, mm-hmm. but I mean, it's, you just go. I mean, if you're available, you go. If you don't, you know, if you're not available, you don't have to go. I mean, it's, right. I mean, there's, you know, people have priorities, you know, right. And so you try to make, you know, you try to make time, and you do what you can. So,
well, check it out. It's the Port Sanlac Volunteer Fire Department, and they have a Facebook page. That's Port Sanlac Volunteer Fire, and then DEPT. I'll make a link on our Sanlac Broadcasting Facebook page, and they're having exploring your future and get involved to be a firefighter or whatnot, or even EMS. Not only fire department, but EMS. That's the first responders and life saving services. Become an explorer of Post 7612. You can find out more this Saturday at high noon in Port Sanlac Fire Department in Port Sanlac. For additional information, you can call 810-201-0267. 810-201-0267. 810-201-0267. Or just show up this coming Saturday at noon at the Port Sanlac Fire Department. Gentlemen, thank you.
Thank you.
And you should have some good weather to cut that grass. All right.